local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
You heard that right. It is Pensacola right now, typically with Joe and Austin, but that is not the case for today. Austin Price is here. That's yours truly. But I am not being joined by Joe Ford. Rather, I am being joined by Steve Taylor.
That's me.
Steve, how are you today, buddy?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, man, it was fabulous. Of course, you know, with Christmas and family and friends and
of course
all the usual things. And then, of course, we're back at work.
Yeah, we're back to the old grind.
Yep.
Yeah, and honestly, that was a perfect segue. It is just about 4:10. We will get right into it with our top three stories here, starting in with Israel and the Gaza Strip. Israel's military is intensifying attacks over there. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday after visiting IDF troops in the northern part of the densely populated Palestinian enclave. Netanyahu also attended a special session of parliament yesterday, where he was interrupted by shouts from relatives of hostages that were still being held by Hamas. His visit came a day after dozens of people were said to have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza.
Well, a top advisor to Israel's prime minister is meeting with senior Biden administration officials in Washington today. Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer is going to meet with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and members of Congress. The visit comes as the U.S. continues to press Israel to scale back its military operations in Gaza due to the rising civilian death toll.
And Ukraine claims that it carried out an airstrike in Crimea that destroyed a Russian Navy tank landing ship. If confirmed, that would be the third major Russian loss in less than a week. The Ukrainian Air Force commander wrote on Telegram thanking personnel involved in the destruction of the ship. Videos on social media show large explosions in the port. Russian state media, TASS, or TASS, reports that the country's defense ministry said the ship was damaged in a Ukrainian attack.
I like the way they put that in quote. It was damaged.
Yeah, that's what they claim.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, in local headlines, now that we are past Christmas, some folks might be ready to take down the tree. Santa Rosa County opened several locations for residents to drop off their trees, you know, if they want to tree cycle, as they're calling it.
Very cute.
Yeah, the locations include the J Transfer Station, Central Landfill, Pace Fire Rescue on Pace Boulevard, Navarre Beach Boat Ramp, Parking Lot on Gulf Boulevard, and the Tiger Point Recreation Area. If you do plan to drop off your Christmas tree, make sure that there aren't, you know, and there's no tinsel on it, no lights, no ornaments on it. It's just got to be the tree itself. And you can drop the tree off of those particular locations through January 14th. But here's a little point. Officials say you should never burn your Christmas tree in a wood stove or fireplace because pines, firs, and evergreens have a high content of flammable oils, and it could cause a chimney fire. Not a good thing.
Yeah. And Scooter's Fish House in Santa Rosa County has reportedly applied for a license to sell alcohol. South Santa Rosa News reports that the restaurant is now under new ownership and has applied for a retail alcoholic beverage license. The previous owner had decided not to sell alcohol at the location.
And District 1 medical examiner Diana Oleski's libel lawsuit against two local funeral home directors has been transferred to Escambia County. You see, the case was originally filed in Gadsden County last June. Mm-hmm. Oleski is suing Gerald Mitchell of Pensacola Memorial Gardens and Richard Trahan of Trahan Family Funeral Home, and she accuses both of libel and defamation of character, some interference, and civil conspiracy. The lawsuit alleges that letters written by local funeral directors were ultimately published by County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh on his online blog, and they were politically motivated and an attempt to get a new medical examiner's office built in Escambia instead of Santa Rosa County. Oleski's attorney proposed a settlement of both lawsuits. The next hearing is scheduled for April the 2nd.
Very nice. And a Pensacola man spent Christmas fighting for his life in a local hospital after being hit by a wrong-way driver on I-110 early on Sunday morning. The crash happened just before 5 a.m. on Sunday. The Florida Highway Patrol says a man driving a Ford sedan was headed north in the southbound lanes when he hit an SUV driven by 38-year-old Sam Collar, setting off a chain reaction with another vehicle, almost also smashing into Collar's. The driver of the wrong-way car died at the scene of the crash. Channel 3 talked with Sam Collar's wife, and she says that he's not able to walk. on Christmas. She says she was able to continue their tradition of kissing under the mistletoe, by holding up a photo of the mistletoe over his hospital bed. The driver of the third vehicle involved was not hurt in the crash.
Well, the Brownsville Church held their annual Christmas dinner to feed the homeless yesterday. Nearly 100 people were there to receive a hot meal and a stocking filled with essential hygiene supplies. Church outreach pastor Dennis McReynolds says during the holidays, they're reminded that many folks in the area really need a hot meal and some place to go.
We do this on Thanksgiving, and about three or four homeless guys, when I told them, they almost cried because they didn't have no place to go. Same thing with the Christmas, you know. A lot of people would not have a meal or not have anything, you know, if it wasn't for what we're doing.
The church started Christmas dinner 4 years ago, which was originally planned for church members, but they say they soon realized the community need was greater.
Well, just short of 4:15 here, we're going to get our first traffic update, traffic and weather update, I should say. And this is Pensacola Right Now. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So, I'm not going to lie, I got a bit of a head start looking at the traffic here. Wanted to see what I was up against. And we're actually not seeing much to report on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We have some issues on North 9th Avenue near the intersection with Brent Lane. So if you're in that area, there may be some hiccups there. And I did see an accident report, and now I can't see it. But there's no congestion in that area wherever I saw it. So hopefully, if you are wherever that accident was, it disappeared. So hopefully you will not be held up too long. Looking over at Santa Rosa County, typically at around this time, we would be dealing with some issues on Caroline Street if you were coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton. But there does not appear to be anything going on there. Seems like a lot of people are still either out of town for the holidays or on Christmas vacation.
Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was about to say, Steve, what's going on with weather?
Well, the weather is still outside. Checking the forecast, it should be, well, tonight mostly cloudy with a low of 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 61. The sun, if you're missing it right now, it'll be back on Thursday with a high of 56 and a low of 40. Right now, 55 in Pensacola, 55 in Gulf Breeze, also 55 in Milton, and News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to some state headlines here. A series of new laws will take effect in Florida in less than a week. The legislation was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this year. Some of the measures include requiring more local officials to disclose their financial dealings, expanding the move-over law for disabled vehicles, and tightening pretrial release options for certain felony offenders. It will also allow sheriff's offices in counties. Yeah, he doesn't have that much authority.
No.
It will also allow sheriff's offices in seven counties, including four in Tampa Bay, to handle child welfare cases. The new laws will start being enforced on New Year's Day.
A reward in connection to a deadly Central Florida mall shooting is going up as police continue to search for the suspect who was responsible for that. Ocala authorities released surveillance photos of 39-year-old Albert Shell Jr. They believe he's the man who opened fire inside the Paddock Mall over the weekend, killing a man and injuring a woman. Shell has previously been convicted of theft, assault, and also battery. The reward's been upgraded to $10,000 for anybody with information leading to his arrest.
And a man is dead following a Jacksonville shooting on Christmas night. The sheriff's office says that the incident started earlier in the day as an argument in the College Park area on the city's north side. Police believe one of the people involved returned to the area and possibly opened fire. The victim died at the scene, and several people were taken into custody as a result.
A man is suing St. Johns County Police in connection to excessive force allegations. Paul Volus Jr. claims he was wrongfully charged with a DUI and deprived of his constitutional rights during an arrest by St. Augustine Beach officers back in 2022. The lawsuit says Volus was forcibly removed from his car and hit in the throat by an officer after he was pulled over. He says officers denied him medical help and access to a restroom. The sheriff's office and the city police department there have been named in that suit.
And SpaceX is getting ready for its potentially last launch of 2023 from Florida's East Coast. The company is hoping to follow through with a military mission from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on Thursday night. The initial launch was delayed earlier this month in order to conduct additional performance checks. Liftoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. with a backup plan the following night, and people in the area could hear sonic booms as the boosters land back in Brevard County. 4:18 here, we will take our first break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Austin and Steve on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's right. No more Christmas music. Oh, bummer.
I was just thinking about that. I kind of miss that now.
Yeah, I know. It's like, and I had to make sure, like, okay, we've been doing this for a couple days. Please do not get into the habit of putting Christmas music now that Christmas is over.
Right.
So, yeah, I made a conscious decision. No more Christmas music. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So luckily, our first traffic and weather update, there wasn't much to report on the roads, and that appears to still be the case. We were having some issues at the intersection of North 9th Avenue and Brent Lane. That does appear to still be present, and we do have some slight backups maybe starting to develop at the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, but it's looking very, very minor at the moment, so hopefully it will not develop into anything too severe. Steve, what's going on with the weather, sir?
Well, tonight should be mostly cloudy with a low about 49 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy again with a high about 61. But guess what? The sun's coming back on Thursday. High about 56 and a low of 40. Right now, 55 in Pensacola, 56 in Gulf Breeze, and 55 in Milton. Pretty chilly.
I appreciate it. Well, and also, I would like to say, if you were here with us at our first traffic and weather update, I said I saw an accident report and I didn't see much congestion, but it seemed like it disappeared from our screen here. I am seeing it. It's on West Fairfield Drive, but there is hardly any congestion in that area, so hopefully it will remain that way. So it's good that if I had to miss a traffic accident being reported, it's good that that's the one I missed. 4:25, moving on to some national headlines here. Top Biden administration officials will travel to Mexico as migrants are crossing the southern border in record numbers. Secretary of State, DHS Secretary, and White House Homeland Security Advisor will hold a meeting with the President of Mexico on Wednesday to discuss urgent actions that the two countries can take to address border challenges. The Biden administration is facing sharp criticism on both sides of the aisles as there's been a record number of illegal crossings.
It looks like California Governor Gavin Newsom's pushing back on members of his own party, calling to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. See, Newsom says in a statement that, quote, in California, we defeat candidates at the polls. Everything else is a political distraction, unquote. Late last week, Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis prompted Secretary of State Shirley Weber to investigate, quote again, all legal options, unquote, in light of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, which banned Trump from the ballot there based on the violation of the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised that that has been, because typically, I mean, I hate to say it, I wish it wasn't this way, but in the world of politics, you know, it's a spiteful gamesmanship thing. You know what
it
I'm saying?
It didn't used to be.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's what sucks. It is now. So
yeah.
I'm surprised that we're actually seeing this much open-mindedness as far as approaching the whole removing a candidate thing goes. I think it's cool that we're actually trying to open up some discussion there. Members, speaking of the Colorado Supreme Court, though, members of it are under heavily security following last week's ruling to disqualify former President Trump from the state's ballot. The Denver Police Department said that it's investigating threats against the justices and is providing extra patrols around their homes. The FBI is also investigating the threats and is working with local law enforcement. This comes after the court ruled that Trump engaged in an insurrection through his actions leading up to the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot and is ineligible to appear on the state's presidential primary ballot. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to review the ruling.
Well, those of you who say, it doesn't feel like Christmas here in Florida, well, guess what? there is still snow up north. A blizzard is hitting parts of the plains right now and also the upper Midwest. It's a powerful winter storm bringing heavy snow, strong winds, freezing rain, oh boy, to the nation's midsection during the holiday week. Areas of South Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and Wyoming are now under blizzard warnings. Two-day snowfall totals from Christmas to the end of today may top over a foot in some areas. The storm will slow down later tonight and lose most of its power by early tomorrow morning.
You know, I always like the aesthetic of snow. You know, it looks like a winter wonderland. But yeah, Steve, you and I were talking shortly before we went on air, and it's like people who claim to like, you know, to enjoy, or people who live around snow, they say it sucks. And that's the thing. If you got a blizzard coming in and a foot or so of snow, I'm sure that can be a hassle.
As it seems, you know, like we were talking about Christmas music, most of it is arranged around snow and white Christmas and things like that. And it seems like we ought to have one Christmas carol for our area.
Yeah.
Well,
that would not be popular.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Snowbirds roasting on a sunny beach.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Sidewalk Santa's in a sweat.
I have been in Florida all my life, and even I would hate to listen to that. authorities believe that remains were found in a Missouri pond Sunday. They believe that they belong to those of a veteran who's been missing for more than 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, the remains and an artificial hip were discovered by cadaver dogs who returned to the area where Donnie Irwin's Hyundai Elantra, my goodness, was recovered 2 weeks ago in Camdenton. A freelance drone pilot photographer had alerted authorities that he'd seen the submerged car. Donnie Irwin's wife says that he left their home on December 29th of 2013 to buy cigarettes and never returned.
Well, Harvard's faculty is urging the university board to address the growing anti-Semitism on the campus, along with its president's plagiarism scandal. Key faculty members met with the university's highest governing body to address those issues, along with others, including declining numbers of applications and an affirmative action ruling from the Supreme Court. The New York Times first reported the meeting in which both sides had a very cordial and frank talk with a nonprofit founder and a private equity executive who are both members of the Harvard Corporation.
And today marks the start of Kwanzaa. It's a non-religious holiday based on harvest festival traditions from Africa. It gets its name from a Swahili phrase that means first fruits. It's celebrated through January 1st and culminates in a communal feast. 4:30 Fox News update followed by Your Money Now. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Ann Carrick. Anti-Israel protesters target Christmas crowds. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in New York.
One police officer was injured. Organizers were calling to cancel Christmas, right? Targeting the busiest areas of New York City. Out in Midtown, protesters carrying blood-red mock nativity scenes, chanting anti-Semitic remarks and calling for an uprising as they swarmed near the Rockefeller Center area.
Protesters also targeting Washington, D.C., near the homes of Defense Secretary and the National Security Advisor. Officials in Eagle Pass, Texas, say thousands of men, women, and children camped out at a port of entry over the holiday. Fox's William Lajeunesse.
Most who are encountered over the weekend got a blanket, food, a bus, or a plane ticket to almost any city of their choice in the U.S., and 6 months from now, a work permit.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks began the holiday-shortened week with modest gains, the S&P 500 adding 20 points, and the Dow Jones Industrials tacking on 159. The Israeli government and Intel today confirmed plans to build a $25 billion chip-making factory in the southern part of the country, an investment that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described as the biggest in Israel's history. It's expected to open by the year 2028. Shares of Intel rallied 5.2% on the news. Disney has filed a lawsuit claiming that the oversight committee or the oversight government for Walt Disney World, which was taken over by appointees of Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this year, has failed to release documents and properly preserve records in violation of Florida public records law. In the suit, Disney said that the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District has been slow to fulfill its public records duties. It has failed to respond completely to requests the entertainment giant made 7 months ago. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Eagles are 11-4, but they feel more like a chaotic team than a dominant one. Last year, Philadelphia had great team chemistry, and now it looks like they have none at all. There was a report last week about internal concern regarding quarterback Jalen Hurts, and on Monday in a win on the sideline, you clearly saw Devontae Smith and Hassan Reddick have some issues with the coaching staff. Philadelphia has the talent to go all the way, but I don't think they will, because something is clearly not clicking in that locker room. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want, finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying. And Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor. And also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather before we get to our sports headlines. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been much to report on. We did see an accident reported on West Fairfield Drive, but we're not really going to get into that because that's not really causing much congestion. Hopefully it'll stay that way as well. We were dealing with some issues at the intersection of North 9th Avenue and Brent Lane, but that does not appear to be particularly severe at the moment. Maybe some backups are just slightly developing. Well, actually, no, it doesn't really appear like they are. On North Davis Highway, traveling southbound towards Olive Road, looked like we had some red there, but it's not looking too bad at the moment. So hopefully, if you are experiencing congestion on the roads, you should not be held up too long. Steve, how's the weather looking?
Well, it looks like it's cloudy outside right now. Right now, and it's going to continue cloudy tonight, low 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 61. But the sun's coming back Thursday, high about 56 with a low about 40. Right now, 55 in Gulf Breeze, 55 in Pensacola, and 55 in Milton.
All righty. Looking at sports headlines here, we'll run through the NBA real. We'll run through that first real quick. The NBA's Christmas Day slate met expectations as the biggest headlines from today involved the New York Knicks snapping the Milwaukee Bucks' seven-game win streak, the defending champ Nuggets surviving the Golden State Warriors on the back of Nikola Jokic's controversial 18-for-18 performance at the free throw line, and the Boston Celtics pulling away from their rival Los Angeles Lakers to add to their narrow edge in the Eastern Conference standings.
Well, switching over to football for just a moment, our sister station ESPN Pensacola has a lot of games lined up this week. Thursday night in NFL action, it's the Jets versus the Browns at 6:30 p.m. Should be a good game. Mm-hmm. Friday, the Cotton Bowl. Missouri tangles with Ohio State at 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, the Lions battle the Cowboys at 6:45. Sunday, the Green Bay Packers take on the Minnesota Vikings at 7. Monday, New Year's Day, beginning at noon, it's the Fiesta Bowl where Liberty takes on Oregon, followed by Alabama taking on Michigan. Oh, boy. And that'll be a good game, too. And also in the Sugar Bowl, Texas rumbles with Washington. And, of course, that's over at our sister station ESPN Pensacola.
Yes, and that's the thing. It's really after Christmas that the bowl games really pick up.
Yeah.
We did have a few today, and they're actually going on right now. At 1 p.m., I think the Quick Lane Bowl between Bowling Green and Minnesota kicked off. Minnesota being an interesting team, they actually made the postseason despite going 5-7, which is typically a non-eligible record.
Yeah,
They played Bowling Green and they won 30-24, so good for the Golden Gophers, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And at 4:30, we saw the start of a doubleheader on ESPN, starting with the First Responder Bowl between Texas State and Rice. Currently, it's 0-0. The game just started, but we will provide updates for that as we go on throughout hours 2 and 3 tonight. And at 8 o'clock, it's going to be followed up by the Guaranteed Rate Bowl between Kansas and UNLV. That should be a good one.
Wow, and switching back to basketball and NBA action, tonight's game is going to be headlined by the Detroit Pistons looking to avoid making some dubious history because they're trying to snap their 26-game losing streak when they host the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
You see, a 27th straight loss would break the NBA record for the longest single-season losing streak. That game tips off at about 6 o'clock, and of course, we'll give you scores after the 6 o'clock hour begins.
Thank you. And hey, speaking of Detroit, it's not all bad.
Yeah.
Looking at the NFL, the Detroit Lions clinched the NFC North title with their 30-24 Christmas Eve win over the Minnesota Vikings. It marks Detroit's first ever divisional title since 1993, and they joined the San Francisco 49ers as the only team to lock up its division so far this season. No matter what a Cowboys fan may tell you, the Lions are America's team until further notice.
Well, sadly, what should have been the game of the year up to this point could not have been further from such. The 11-3 AFC leading Baltimore Ravens faced the 11-3 NFC leading 49ers in San Francisco last night for what many believed could be the Super Bowl 58 matchup that we'll see in February. All for the 49ers basically to look completely out of their element. You see, quarterback Brock Purdy threw an abysmal four. He threw four interceptions en route to the 33-19 loss that once had Baltimore leading by over 20 points. The Ravens now have the best record in the entire NFL as a result of that win.
Yes, and Florida State's football team. Man, we thought it couldn't get any worse, but it did. They are going to be down to its third-string quarterback again in its upcoming bowl game. Redshirt junior Tate Rodemaker has decided to enter the transfer portal. He was expected to start in the Orange Bowl against Georgia on Saturday because starter Jordan Travis is hurt, obviously.
Yeah.
This will leave freshman Brock Glenn as the starter and the only QB on scholarship available for the game. Glenn has some experience as he started for an injured Rodemaker when FSU beat Louisville in the ACC title game. Head coach Mike Norvell says that Glenn will be fired up and excited for the opportunity. I bet.
Yeah. No pressure.
He's got to be the savior of the program.
Well, Oregon State and Washington State are joining the West Coast Conference as affiliate members in several Olympic sports for 2 years starting next season. The two schools will be part of the WCC for men's and women basketball, women's soccer, volleyball, men's and women's golf, women's cross country, and women's rowing. You see, Oregon State will also participate in WCC men's soccer and softball, while Washington State will compete in WCC women's and tennis and men's cross country. The news comes a few weeks after the schools reached a scheduling agreement with the Mountain West Conference for the 2024 football season.
4:43 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We're moving on to health, business, and science notes here. Former President Trump vows to replace Obamacare with his own version, a proposal that he's often made in the past. In a Truth Social post on Christmas, Trump said that Obamacare was, quote, too expensive, adding that he will come up with a much better and less expensive alternative.
Well, there's a new study out that's recommending the issues you should tackle to prevent young onset dementia. That's young people getting that. The condition can begin as early as age 30. And a 2021 study estimated about 44 million people globally between 30 and 64 have that condition. You see, key risk factors include being socially isolated, having low vitamin D levels, and living with hearing loss. The analysis, which was published in the journal Neurology, also found a lot of similarities between the late onset and early onset dementia with other risks, including alcohol abuse, heart disease, diabetes, and depression.
4:44 here. We will get just one more quick check of the roads and weather before we take our final break in a few minutes. We do have an accident report on what street is this here? I got to turn my head 90 degrees to read this. That is North Pace Boulevard. It's near West Jordan Street. If you are in that area, there is an accident being reported, but it does not appear to be causing any congestion at the moment, so hopefully it'll stay that way. If you are at a busy intersection, or maybe you're on some of these busier roads like North Davis Highway, particularly near the intersection with Olive Road, or maybe you're on West 9 Mile Road, if you're on, big roads like that, you may experience some backups here and there, but it's nothing too severe. Steve, what's it like with our weather?
Well, the weather looks delightful, if you like clouds. Mostly cloudy right now. Tonight, a low about 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 61. Sunshine returns on Thursday, high of 56, a low of 40 degrees. Right now, it's 55 degrees all across the board in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and in Milton.
Excellent. You're listening to Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, as we continue with our health, business, and science notes here. Patients at private equity-owned hospitals get more infections and fall more often. That's according to a new study by Harvard researchers published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It comes following previous studies that those patients at hospitals owned by private equity firms pay higher costs and see reduced staffing levels. In nursing homes, they also have higher death rates. The new study said that private equity firms have bought out more than 200 hospitals from non-private equity owners. An estimated 40% of hospital emergency departments are also managed by private equity-backed staffing companies.
A new study is suggesting a direct link between COVID infections and heart attacks. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says this is different from the arrhythmias that have been widely reported. Research is now showing that the virus is able to infect the blood supply to the heart. It was conducted at the NYU School of Medicine and found the risk goes up among those with pre-existing conditions, including those who have had a previous heart attack. Dr. Hotez says the virus infiltrates coronary arteries, that is, causing inflammation.
And Christmas may be over, but it still may have taken a toll on your mental health. Experts say that often comes from placing expectations on yourself to do everything, leading many to feel overwhelmed. According to the American Psychological Association, nearly 90% of people surveyed said that they felt stressed out during the holidays.
Wow. And moving on to pop culture news, a big name's been announced as the headline act for this year's Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo at the Bay Center.
Very nice. Yes.
Yeah, that's South Florida rapper Florida. The Mardi Gras Mambo is a brand new event for the Mardi Gras festivities in Pensacola. It's a dance and music celebration, which will be held on January 26th. Also scheduled to appear at the event are the DeLuna Brass Band, New Orleans Ramblers, and Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. Tickets start at $31. Mardi Gras season, in case you're not aware, it's going to begin in about a week and a half, January 6th, with the 12th night Mardi Gras kickoff party in Seville Quarter.
Very nice. And Asta Jonasson, I'm sure I'm saying that beautifully, a former assistant to actor Vin Diesel, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles last week, alleging that the Fast and Furious star sexually battered her while she was working for him in the fall of 2010 during the filming of Fast 5. The suit alleges that Diesel made physically aggressive advancements towards her, which she refused, resulting in her firing just hours later. Goes on to claim that Jonasson took so long to come forward due to a non-disclosure agreement she had signed, but that its validity had since been combated by the Speak Out Act, which prevents the enforcement of non-disclosure agreements in instances of sexual assault and harassment, and California's AB 2777, which temporarily waives statutes of limitations for sexual abuse allegations occurring in 2009 or later. Vanity Fair had reached out to Diesel's attorney, Brian Friedman, for comment, which he answered with the following statement, quote, "Let me be very clear, Vin Diesel categorically denies this claim in its entirety. This is the first he has ever heard about this more than 13-year-old claim made by a purportedly 9-day employee. There is clear evidence which completely refutes these outlandish allegations." Whatever evidence they're referring to, I am yet to hear of it. I don't know.
Yeah, 13 years is a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, looks like The Color Purple is coming off a dominating Christmas opening day. The film made $18 million yesterday, marking the second biggest Christmas Day opening of all time. Mm-hmm. Two other films opened on Christmas Day, including George Clooney's The Boys in the Boat, which made over $5 million yesterday, and Adam Driver-led Ferrari, which only netted about $3 million in the first day in the theaters. Meanwhile, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom ended up making an underwhelming $38 million for the 4-day weekend.
Yeah, that's the one that we were covering just the other day.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Actor Kamar De Los Reyes is dead after a battle with cancer. The 56-year-old died in Los Angeles on Christmas Eve Sunday. De Los Reyes was best known for having played gang member turned cop Antonio Vega in the soap opera One Life to Live and being the voice behind antagonist Raul Menendez in the hit 2012 video game Call of Duty Black Ops 2, both of those forms of media I am familiar with. He is survived by his wife and three sons. Just short of 450 here, we will take our final break for this hour. When we come back, one last final traffic and weather update for this hour, followed by Wacky and Weird Headlines and Good News. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
.455 here at Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Before we get into wacky and weird headlines and some good news stories to round out the hour, we're going to get one last check of the roads and weather. Luckily, so far, this first hour hasn't been much to report on. We do have some congestion here here and there at like a busier intersection. You may see splotches of congestion on Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County, maybe West 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. Nothing too crazy, nothing out of the ordinary. Steve, what's the weather looking like?
Well, looks like it's going to be cloudy for the next couple of days. Tonight, cloudy, down to about 49. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 61. Sun's coming out on Thursday, yay, with a high of about 56 and a low of 40 Thursday night. Right now, it's 55 in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and in Milton.
Excellent. Now, just a segue here, just to get a conversation starter for this wacky and weird segment. Steve, how often in your day have you taken public transportation?
Well, when I lived in major cities, I took it all the time. You know, right. The train was easy to get to work and so forth. It, better than driving around like when I lived in Chicago, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I understand those bigger cities for sure. Yeah. Did you ever find anything weird that had been left behind on any public transportation whatsoever?
Not been left behind, but there are some weird people.
Absolutely. And the thing is, if you don't want to take Steve's word for it, you may take Sky News' word for it. They recently took a look around Transport for London's Lost Property Office in West Ham, East London, in search of what all has ever been left on public transport. Oh. And their findings did not disappoint.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, the list of forgotten items include, but it's not limited to, a box of cooked frogs.
Cooked frogs.
And it specified not just legs, the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Dried snakes.
Oh.
A tray of different colored false eyes.
Hmm.
A glass jar filled with bats.
Really?
A puffer fish. A taxidermied fox wearing a crown for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And a prosthetic leg. That one I kind of get.
Yeah. No, I don't know if you could. I mean, when did they walk out without their leg?
Well, that's the thing. If they're in a rush and they're hauling it and the leg just pops off, they're like,
Gotta
keep going.
Yep.
Yeah. To be fair, public transport is supposed to be for everyone, and it definitely takes a diverse group of people and their belongings to make a list like that. So I definitely believe what Steve is saying about some wacky characters on trains and
such. Yeah. Well, getting into some good news. A dog was just 12 weeks old when he was brought into the animal hospital with signs of abuse, but Now he gets to celebrate his first proper Christmas with the vet who helped save him. Terry the Whippet arrived at the Hull PDSA Animal Hospital in East Yorkshire, England. Seems like we're in English stories right now.
Yeah, I know.
Where he was treated by nurse Rachel Coombs. The 42-year-old fell in love with the puppy and told her colleagues that she would adopt him, and later brought the dog home and saying she felt a connection. Considering that Terry has reportedly never looked back since his adoption and is inseparable from Rachel's son Stanley, well, I guess to say the feeling between the dog and the family is mutual.
Absolutely. And we had touched on this last week, something to do with a stray dog that was picked up or something and ended up giving birth to like 11 pups or whatever.
Yeah, bonus dogs.
Yes, well, we've got some more bonus dogs here. a guide dog's mother has given birth to a litter of 9 puppies, and she did so just in time for Christmas.
Whoa.
Yeah, Puds, I say Puds because of what they're about to say about the pups later, but it sounds like Puds. That's how it's spelled. Mm-hmm. A 4-year-old golden retriever delivered 5 girls and 4 boys at home in Northamptonshire. It's once again, I think that's
yes,
in England.
Yes, it's in England. Yes,
on the 7th of December. When the puppies reach 14 months old, they will train to become qualified guide dogs in 2025 to help visually impaired people. Janine Dixon, head of breeding operations at Guide Dogs, said that the pups had been named the Puddings. There it is.
The Puddings.
Yes, yeah, that's what they've been named for now. She added, quote, "It's fitting that Puds has had her babies in time for Christmas. There are now 9 more future guide dogs in the world, which is a lovely thing to celebrate at this time of year."
Very lovely.
Yes. And yeah. I do want to say, because we do have some extra time here, speaking of good news and mothers and strange cases of reproducing, an Alabama woman, we'll finish it in the States. An Alabama woman with 2 uteri and 2 cervixes has given birth to 2 babies.
Wow.
After carrying one of them in each uterus. Kelsey Hatcher of Dora, about 28 miles northwest of Birmingham, gave birth to 2 girls on Wednesday and Thursday after a combined 20 hours of labor.
20 hours of labor.
Yeah. Oh. She was diagnosed with a double uterus, also called uterus didiphilus, when she was 17. The rare congenital condition occurs in 0.3% of women, according to a report published by the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The report went on to say that there is an estimated 1 in a million chance of carrying a baby in both uteri, an occurrence known as a dicavitary pregnancy.
Very good.
Yes, and it says, in a fitting segue to the whole good news, because this was a wacky and weird headline.
Yeah.
And a fitting segue to the good news, both babies were delivered successfully and are healthy.
So happy puppies and happy babies.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone's given to the world this holiday season. 4:59, we are just about to get our 10 to 12 minute WEAR news update at the top of this hour, and we will be back with you shortly. You are listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We will be back soon.